Political Week with the Mixed Morning Crew. First guest to join us from the NDP, it is Kate Crothers. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's less than 2 weeks with the federal election. This is an opportunity to tell Mixed Nation a little bit about yourself. I was reading your bio, Kate. You grew up in Campbellford, and now you're residing in Prince Edward County.
Yeah, exactly. So I grew up listening to Mix 97. It was my favorite radio station.
Oh, but there you go. You got my vote, Kate. You got our vote.
There goes the bell.
Let's just end it there. You got our vote.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, I grew up in Campbellford. My first job was at the Quinney Mall, went to Willis College, then headed off to the big city where I had my kids, started my interior design firm, and then moved back to Picton looking for a quiet place to raise my children. So,
you have four kids.
I do.
And you're busy with the campaign, but you also have a very successful interior design gardening business?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so you know all about hard work then, right? I mean, the job, juggling life, the kids, raising a family.
Exactly. It's controlled chaos all the time, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
So what made you decide to be the candidate in the federal election for the NDP party?
Well, I've been having a lot of conversations in the community and with my kids and watching what's happening to the south of us. And I decided rather than complaining or worrying, I would get involved and see if I could make a change. And the NDP really sort of reflects the values that I hold close to my heart. So here I am.
So when you read the polls, and I'm sure you're keeping track of those on a daily or every couple of days, they come out with some new numbers. The NDP nationally are struggling. It doesn't seem like people are going to be going to the NDP coast to coast to coast. And I'm not saying that to be insulting. It's just that that's the information we are getting. How do you deal with that, Kate? And how do you feel it's working for you here in Bay Quinney?
Yeah, I mean, I think because of what's happening to the South and the conversation about Donald Trump, it's really pushing voters to take a safe vote. But the truth of the matter is the NDP party is the party that brought us farmer care, dental care, pensions. Without the NDP, we don't have the Canada that looks like it does today. So it's one of those things where I think the vote splitting is top of mind for a lot of people, but Canadians really need to vote with their values this election.
It's just that the average family right now, they're struggling and they're really trying to make every dollar count, especially, you know, when they go on their grocery runs. So how do you think that maybe, you know, you talk about the NDP and the values, how can the party help people trying to make every dollar count right now?
Well, the NDP is offering a grocery cap, which would be great. I have four kids, so I know how much it costs to feed a family every week. And things are tough right now. So grocery cap, they're going to take away the GST on essential items and take it off our taxes, our hydro bills, and really take care of the average person like you and I.
Kate, thoughts on platform locally here in Bay Quinney with the environment? That seems to be a hot topic, affordability, purchasing a home, putting a roof over your head. I mean, those are all expensive things, but we'll start with the environment.
Yeah, we're so lucky to live in Picton. I don't know if you guys know this, but we are in a very well-poised position for climate change and the way things are going to happen in the world. Many people are buying properties in Picton on the water as legacy properties for their families because they're studying climate change and feel like Picton is a safe bet. So it really is up to us to make sure that our conservation areas are taken care of, that we are investing money into the environment to make our communities safe. prevent flooding, all those important things.
And just on the affordability for housing and, you know, for people to put a roof over their head.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, we're seeing municipalities try to build affordable housing without the federal government's help. It would be really great if we had somebody in Parliament Hill that could secure the funding offered by the government to make that happen. So the NDP is rolling out a platform where they're going to build 100,000 affordable rent-controlled homes over the next 5 years on Crown land. And also make sure, you know, every Canadian has a house over their head.
Our guest is Kate Crowther. She's the NDP candidate in the upcoming federal election. And we got about another minute here to go. Kate, you decided to run. What have you enjoyed about being a candidate and meeting people in this election?
The thing that has impacted me the most is the work that the NDP has done to make sure people have the health care and the dental care they need. I ran into a lady the other day on the street, and she broke down in tears. She's 65 and was a single mom, six kids, and never was able to take care of her teeth. And now she gets to go to the dentist and have her teeth taken care of. So it's just really cool to see the party that I represent affects people in such a big way.
Thank you for this. Where can people get more information on you, Kate?
They can find me on socials at Kate Crowther's NDP, or on my website, katecrowthers.ndp.ca.
Thank you for this.
Thank you, Kate.
Really appreciate it. Anything else you like want to get in this morning?
No, it's so nice to be on here with you guys. Well, thanks for having me.
I think you were the first to get back to us.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're a guest. You can't, like, win a prize or anything, Kate, okay? So.
I'll have to call it later for the prize.
Great. I think it's great that you're stepping up to the plate. And regardless, win or lose, and what party you're representing, that shows a lot of character and pretty impressive. Thank you for this, Kate.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.